I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. This is our Connections Over Coffee group, and we are chatting. We've been chatting about some of our trips and some of the things that are going on in the world and different locations that we all are familiar with. And so I just want to say that I appreciate Sherry, Sally, and Debbie so much for being on board today. Carmela might jump in later. She is multitasking today, working in her husband's attorney's office, and she sometimes gets stuck in the middle of a case. And I certainly understand that. So one of the things that I want to talk about today with our Connections Over Coffee is we always talk about some sort of an impact that we want to make on our world, and then how we, the stories we tell ourselves, how we storify that. Because when we're out, and this is a perfect week to kind of test that out, sometimes when we're out and about with family, like at Thanksgiving dinner, somebody's going to turn to you and say, "What is it that you do?" And it's how you put that into a story, because nobody wants a sales pitch. And so it's a great way to put that into a story. However, I don't know about you, and I'm going to ask, we're going to go around and I'm just going to get some opinion here. Are you feeling overwhelmed at all? And are you wanting to simplify your message? Is there anyone that's feeling overwhelmed and wanting to simplify their message? Any of the three of you? Sherry says yes. Anyone else? Debbie, yes. Sally, you might have your message pretty simplified already. Yeah, Sally's all about the travel. We're going to let everybody share what it is that they do. So let's do that next before I show you what I did on how I want to simplify my year for 2026. 2025, I'm claiming the year 2025 as the year of freedom for me. And so I'm getting my voice back. I don't know about you, but when you get out there and network, there's all of these courses, there's all of these networking groups, there's all of these things, and oh, you should do this, or you should do that, or you should go here, or you should go there. And after a while, you're wondering if you're making an impact at all. And so I'm going to show you what I did, and you can do it too. But first, let's go around. I want you to introduce yourselves and give a brief description of what you do. I'm Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income mentor and coach, and I teach you how to be healthy and how to create passive income without having to punch a time clock. So, Sherry, let's go over to you first.
Well, it's real. That's part of my problem is who am I? What am I doing?
Okay.
So I've been in this flux between what I really want to be doing and what
Okay.
I've been doing for the past 10 years
I get it.
and trying to bridge that gap. I was at a course, challenge last week about challenges, and the guy that was running it took a bunch of his stuff, put it in a GPT, and he was giving us the GPT along the way and teaching us how to work with it. And when I was working with it and putting it over into my GPT and comparing the two and stuff, I had this aha moment. And
Okay.
my aha moment was a bridge the gap, get that lowest hanging fruit. And the lowest hanging fruit is taking the stuff that I've been working on, Rewire, which is a framework to that really is looking at the way we learn, whether we are children or adults, way we learn. And at first I was applying it to children, but then I wanted to apply it to women. And what I'm going to do for a bridge the gap is do homeschooling moms of neurodivergent kids.
Okay.
So I'm going to
Wow.
bridge the gap that way. And then hopefully some of those neurodivergent parents will want to start their own business. And then I can focus on the
Yeah.
women.
All right. I love it. I love it. All right. Sally, how about you?
I help people make their dreams come through.
And Sally is a travel agent, and her company is Mermaid Travel. So check her out online.
I forget you're recording that.
No, no.
Everybody knows what I
No, if anybody listens to the replay, I want them to be able to find you, Sally.
Yeah.
And
Sally with
Debbie, how about
Mermaid Travel. Yes, perfect. Thank you. Debbie, how about you?
Well, I'll make it brief. I'm a wellness educator. I love chatting with people and helping them overcome challenges. And I think that the most important thing that I want to talk about, I'll wait till the next question. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Now, how can folks find you if they want to connect with you?
The best way is just my email
Okay.
for right now. It's Debbie Marks 54 at yahoo.com.
Very
And
good.
that's the best way to reach out to me, and I'll be able to follow up with you.
All right, perfect. Sherry gave me a perfect segue with ChatGPT. And so, what I want to share today, and I encourage all of you to do this, and it sounds like Sherry has just done this and has had her aha moment. So, I want to share this with you to see if it might help give you an aha moment. But all of you know that I have five different lanes where I talk about building a better business, I talk about authors and writers, I talk about health and wellness. I also have the real estate lane and then finally networking and connecting. And so what I did is I asked chat a question and let me, I always have to look to find my share button here. So let me find it here. So this is the project that I did. On chat. I just went to my chat. Now I am doing the $20 version. I don't know. Sherry, is there a big difference if you just ask chat a question between the two, the versions? I think the $20 version does a little more, but I don't know that the free one gives you any less information if you're just asking for some research. So I use chat as research. And so I click the little microphone. You see the little microphone right here on your screen? I click the little microphone and I just talked so I didn't have to type it out, which is why this is all one big long run-on sentence because I just talked.
So
So, and I
Kathy,
just, yeah.
the answer to your question before you didn't breathe and give me a chance to answer. Between the free and the $20, my understanding is that the free version will not keep in memory anything from
Ah.
you, where the $20, if you're like working on a project and stuff, it'll keep memory of the project that you're working on if you ask it to keep it.
Okay.
It will not necessarily keep details, and it may not necessarily keep the latest detail, because I run into that a lot. It goes back to previous things, and I have to intentionally ask it to keep something in memory.
Okay.
But I think that is the biggest version, is the free version won't keep anything in memory, and the paid version will.
Because,
And I don't think with the free version that you can create GPTs. You have to have
okay.
a paid version to create GPTs.
Because when I ask it something, I don't have to give it. You are correct on the paid version. Now that I'm doing the paid version, I don't have to give it all my background. It just like remembers all that. Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it's worth it. So here's what I did. And I just talked right into chat. I just said, okay, you got to help me. I want you to go to the internet. I want you to research everything you can find on Kathy Benner and the Kathy Benner International Academy, my podcast, my blog post, my Facebook post, my Instagram post. And I want you to boil all of that down into just one Zoom call topic or overarching topic that I could do per month and one blog post that I could do per month and also just one major theme, one major Facebook group that I could do. I'm just trying to eliminate all of the five different lanes and I want to narrow it all down into just one lane. And so please pull out all of that and everything that you see and what people comment on and tell me what is the one thing that I should be known for. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Are you guys,
No, but
are you
it's
gals?
exactly what you've been trying to do all year.
Now, are you gals ready to see the response?
Go
And
ahead, go
tell
for it.
me if you think that, now remember, I could search all day. I could go to all the groups. I could try to decide who's my audience, what are their age groups, what are their interests, what do they like, which topics or which blog posts or Zoom calls or whatever do I get the most comments on? And I could research all that, or I could just tell chat to research all that. And so I've just told chat to research all that. And here's what chat told me. First of all, it said, great. It said, thanks for trusting me with this deep dive. After reviewing everything I found on Kathy Benner, the Kathy Benner International Academy, her podcast, blog, Instagram, Facebook, and overall message, here's what I'm seeing. Plus my recommendation for how to narrow it down into one lane so you can simplify your brand and content. What I found, the core themes. Here are the recurring messages and elements that keep showing up. So here is what I have been marketing, and obviously I've done a somewhat good job because it showed up. So it's teaching you how to be healthy. The tagline, health and wellness plus passive income, lifestyle business, connect with industry leaders, health and wellness. I mentioned my journey about being a salon owner, moving into real estate, prioritizing health and wellness, my tribe trips, meetups, join the tribe. So it says the message is multifaceted, but the common thread is freedom, freedom via two main avenues, health and wellness and passive income lifestyle businesses. The Freestyle Living brand is about designing your path and living life on your terms. So my recommendation, the one thing you should be known for, given all that, if you narrow it down to one core thing to position you and your tribe around, I recommend and talk about a VPS, your value proposition. Empowering purpose-driven women to step into health-first mindset and build lifestyle income so they can live life on their own terms.
Great job, GPT.
Can you believe that? In other words, your brand becomes the bridge between wellness and health and income freedom, business investment for women who don't want to stay stuck. This works because this gets even better, gals. This works because it captures both health and wealth, two consistent themes. It focuses the audience, women, you and it says you and Kathy. I don't know who it thinks I am. Often speak to female entrepreneurs and investors. It defines a transformation from stuck health, financial to free thriving, and it plays into the community tribe concept. So the one thing you become known for is health first freedom building. Or wellness plus passive income freedom for women. So, content framework, monthly structure. Now, to simplify, chat did all of this. Now, to simplify your multiple lanes into one cohesive language, I suggest the following monthly rhythm. So, for a Zoom call, your topic, your Zoom call is going to be called Mindset, Money, and Movement. Every month, you host a Zoom where you bring together the three pillars, mindset, money, and movement. How to break free from business burnout, eat well, invest smart, build slowly. Or another tagline could be from desk job to side hustle in 90 days, health habits plus income habits you can start now. So there's a couple of topics we could talk about. On the blog, I could do wellness for wealth builders. And I could talk about three health habits, why your side hustle fails when you ignore sleep and stress, and passive income opportunities for women entrepreneurs. So you can see where it's keeping all of my lanes, but it's tying it all into one lane. And my Facebook group theme, create one Facebook group, perhaps called Freestyle Living Women Health First Income Builders. You see where it just did all of this for me. Okay. Now, why this lane makes sense? It aligns with the brand you already have, it removes the noise of too many separate lanes. It's broad enough to include the real estate, the blogs, the authors. They're all income streams, but focused enough to give clear identity. And it gives you consistent content slots each month, which makes planning simpler and builds anticipation and community. And it positions you as the person who helps someone connect with their health and their wealth, not just one or the other. And that's the compelling differentiator. Now, suggested kickoff, month one. Your freedom blueprint, how health plus income work together, your blog, why ignoring your health is the silent killer of your income strategy, and your Facebook group launch, Freestyle Living Women, Health First Income Builders, share your story, blah, blah, blah. Promote across your podcast. And then month two, it can pick up on different themes. It says, if you'd like, I can map out 12 themes, one for each month. I said, yes, please. Also, should it include guys or just women? It says, absolutely, I'll map it out. Should your niche include everyone or be women only? Here's the truth from branding and business. You will grow faster, have deeper engagement, and build a stronger identity if you niche to women. Here's why: your natural voice already speaks to women, your tribe, your meetups, your story is a woman's story, your audience is already 90% plus women. Now, I could have dug around to figure that out, but chat already researched that for me. So, based on the language of your post, comments you receive, and the types of women who show up for your groups, women resonate with the blend of health, mindset, self-care, passive income, and community. You build tribes, women join tribes. Men can join if they want, but you don't brand the lane for them. Your brand becomes crystal clear when you say, I help women build a health-first lifestyle that naturally creates income, freedom, and freestyle living. There's another VPS. Men will still follow you if they want to, but your message becomes sharper, clearer, and more attractive when directed at women. So, final answer, brand for women. Welcome men if they show up. Now, your 12-month unified content plan. Now, all aligned with your one lane, empowering women to build health-first lifestyle that creates confidence, clarity, and income freedom. Each month includes a Zoom call topic, a monthly blog post, and a Facebook group theme focus. Then it gave me a 12-month plan. Month one, your freedom blueprint, health first freedom, the blueprint for free, for living freestyle. Blog, why ignoring your health silently kills your income potential. And your group theme is to reset and reconnect. I won't read all of these, but then month two, mindset for wealth and wellness. And it gives me the Zoom call, the blog, and the group theme. Three is energy and productivity. Four, food, fasting, and focus. That's my sweet spot, by the way, is fasting. Five, building lifestyle income. Six, real estate the easy way. Seven, writing your story, creative freedom. Eight, relationship boundaries and plus stress. Nine, business branding for beginners. 10, money healing and financial confidence. And 11, health before the holidays. And 12, your freestyle future plan, doing some reverse engineering for the next year. One unified Facebook group name. Here's a few. Option one, freestyle living women, health first income builders. Two, women who rise, health, wealth, and freestyle living, or C, the health first freedom tribe. Which one of those jumps out to you guys, A, B, or C?
One thing I've noticed about GPT is it likes the word rise.
I see that. Well, and that's part of my branding too.
But I know, but it is one of those things that if you see the word rise in people's things, it's one of those things that GPT absolutely likes and it drives me crazy. So
Okay, so
one
you
of
would
the things
probably
that
not
you could
pick
do,
me.
yeah, one of the things that you could do is you could take this entire feed that you just did here, go into where it says GPTs and create your own GPT. That way you take all of this information, it won't forget it if you put it in your own GPT, call it whatever you want it, and you can make it for
Okay.
you only. And then when you go through your different months, it will take what it already has and not
Okay.
forget it and expand it for whatever you want to use that month.
And that's what you're talking about this little button right here.
Yep, click on that button. If you want to open another GPT thing, and then it says My GPT is up on the top right,
Okay.
and it says Create, hit Create. And then you can hit Configure, or you can just copy and paste into here. If you hit
Okay.
Configure, it asks you a little bit more details. And then at the very end, you have to say it's either only for you or your
Okay.
preparedness for your tribe.
Okay. Now, let's see if I can go back here.
You should be able to just go back to the one that you were in. There you go.
All right. Now, did I lose my place?
No, you just got to go down a little further because you're in December.
Nope, that went clear to the end.
Clear. Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm trying to go back to that one here. Nope.
No, yes.
No, because I did quite a bit here, so I want to. There's the 12-month plan.
Yeah, the other thing that I have been learning from multiple coaches is three lanes that are the majority
Okay.
of coaching that happens on the internet, and that's wealth, health, wealth, and relationships. And you hit all three.
Yes. Yes, those are the top three that are getting a lot of traction. So yes, I agree with that. So anyway, once I come up with all of that, then chat says, want me to build out a 12-month content calendar, weekly post, a brand mission, a logo, a script. And I said, yes, please. And it said, perfect. I'll build out the next layer for you. So now it gave me another empowering women to build a health-first lifestyle that creates confidence, clarity, and income freedom. And here's what I'll deliver next. Coming next in the very next message is a 12-month content calendar and a brand mission tagline, three mission statements, 10 taglines. And a face group bundle and logo and banner concepts, announcement script for Facebook for your email list. And it says, before I generate all of this, one quick question. So I tailor it perfectly. And I haven't answered this. Choose one. Do you want women 45 plus who want better health, side income, passive income, or women who are actively in real estate or small business already? Or women who feel stuck and need health mindset and income freedom, not specific to business, or all of the above, but branded around women over 40, 50 designing their next chapter. Which one feels most like you and your tribe? It says just type in A, B, C, or D, and then I'll tailor the entire 12-month program specifically to that audience. And I haven't chosen that yet. I said, let me think about it for now. Absolutely, take your time. This is a big decision because it sets the tone for your whole brand moving forward, and you're doing the smart thing by not rushing it. Whenever you're ready, we can shape the entire 12-month system around the audience that feels most aligned with you, your story, your energy, your strengths, etc. So it says, no rush. I'm right here when you're ready. So I said, what is, and I came back and switched questions. I said, what is the best time for a Zoom call to get the most women to join in the Eastern time zone for an hour? Great question. And here's the data. It did all the research for me. Best time zones for women-centered Zoom call Eastern time. The number one best time is 7 to 8 on a weeknight because dinner's usually done, kids are winding down, women treat it like me or education time doesn't interfere with work hours. The best days in order, number one is Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Now, the second best time is the lunch hour, 12 to 1, which is what I've always done, works well with women with office jobs or work from home or real estate. It's great if your content is professional development or personal development or health habits. And the third best time is 9 to 10 late morning, but that's good for entrepreneurs, retirees, stay-at-home moms, or women 50 plus with flexible mornings. Times to avoid, and it gives you all of that, 5 to 7, dinner time after 8:30, Friday night, Sunday morning, Sunday evenings, early mornings before 8. Your best choice, I love this, based on your audience, your tribe, and here it did the research for me. I love this. Women 40 plus, entrepreneurs, investors, writers, health focused, not early risers. Come on, ladies. And value me time in the evening. So your number one best time is Tuesday at 7.
I would understand how GPT said that. I've asked that similar question and I've gotten very similar answers.
Yeah, so it's consistent, calm, and ideal for your demographic. If you want a wider reach, you could offer a replay, which I always do, and you could do Tuesdays or Wednesdays. And it said, if you'd like, I can help create a 2025 Zoom call calendar with the themes, titles, descriptions, and promotional post. And I said, oh, yes, please. I just was playing it out to see where it would go. So it said, absolutely. Here is your complete, ready-to-use 2025 Zoom call calendar, perfectly tailored for women 40 plus in the Eastern time zone using your new unified message of health first, freedom plus lifestyle income plus freestyle living. And here it is, live monthly Zoom, Tuesdays at 7 for 60 minutes. And that's going to give me the title, the subtitle, a sentence description, the bullet points. And here it is, your freedom blueprint. So in January, your freedom blueprint. And the title, Design Your Freestyle Year, the Health First Freedom Blueprint, What They'll Learn, the three pillars of Health First Lifestyle, how to choose one goal that changes everything, and your 12-month health and income and mindset plan. I'm not going to read all of them, but mindset reset, energy and productivity, food, fasting, and focus, lifestyle income, women in real estate, writing and storytelling, stress boundaries and peace, business and branding, money healing, healthy holidays, and reflection and vision. If
Do you
you want.
notice how, go back to December there? You notice how every single one of them has a title that is a couple words, a colon, and then like almost like a subtitle. I do sometimes is I will go through there and I will say, I want a 5-word title without colon.
And without this
Without the em dashes, yeah. So something that it will automatically do is this colon and subtitle thing. And if you want to eliminate that, you give it another prompt with the one that you want to change, and it will give you, and then I always ask it to generate like 10 choices, and then I can pick one.
But I like how it laid it out. So then it says, if you want, I can now create a full 12-month weekly posting calendar for all 52 weeks, your group description, welcome post and rules, a Canva-ready Zoom series graphic template, email templates for each month's Zoom, social media promo post for each topic. How much would we have paid for this in the past for someone to put all of this together for us?
Oh, 10 or 20K.
Yeah, so that's at the end. That's how far I got with it. So I just want to ask now in the group, did we have any aha moments here? What are you thinking for what you're doing? Can you actually make better marketing choices by letting chat do some of your background research? Because chat can reach out there and research a ton of stuff that it would take us hours and hours and hours. I mean, I've got different meetup groups, I've got different Facebook groups, I've got, and comments. People have commented all over the place. And for me to try to tally that up, like, are they mostly women? Are they mostly over 40? Are they mostly interested in health? Are they more interested in the money piece? I can just ask chat, and chat just evaluates all their comments and what post they commented on. And it tells me which ones are getting the most mileage and why. So for me, it's the best $20 a month I'm spending currently. Just saying.
Oh, me too. I gotta say that I like it much better than Gemini and Copilot. And Gemini is built, if I need something that is Google searchable, I'll throw over into Gemini and then back into GPT. Copilot is actually made from ChatGPT, so that you're not going to get anything different. Gemini is built a little bit differently. Perplexi, that one's a little bit different. That's like a mesh of a couple different ones. It'll give you a little bit more research base. So if you need something that's specifically research based, Perplexi is a little bit better. So I've been
So,
doing
like, if I
some.
wanted to research a topic and say, this is what I want to talk about, I want to do a deep dive into this topic, that might be a better place to get my
That
deep
might
dive
that would be
going.
a better place for it is in Perplexi. So I've been doing some research into different ones. If you want to do deeper writing, you want to go in Claude.
Okay, interesting.
So each one of them ha has their own power, superpower. But ChatGPT was the foundation one.
For
That's
me,
what
it's
all of the other models are based on.
and for me, it's definitely worth the research option that Chat GPT gives you, because again, it would take me days to put together those kind of analytics, and because I can go to each site, I can go to each group, I can go to each meetup group, each Facebook group, I could go to each post, and I could calculate but because I'm in so many different lanes on so many different platforms, I'd have to collect all that data from all those platforms and then somehow merge it together into the final answer. And chat did it for me in a matter of seconds today. So what I will tell you, ladies, is that I am trying to reduce my workload because for those of you that are on this call, you already know that I am managing 30 doors, and that is time consuming in itself. I mean, there are some property management companies that manage 30 doors, and I'm managing 30 doors by myself. And so that's a full-time job, and that's before I even add the academy and the coaching and the Zoom calls and the blogging and everything else that I'm doing, and the bed and breakfast, and add that, add full house of guests. And so Mark jokingly says that, I'm the most amazing three people that he knows because I'm doing basically three full-time jobs. And I was afraid I'd be bored when I left the salon industry, but I've created my own craziness. I have full control over my craziness, and I can decide that what I want to narrow down. And so we are narrowing down on the guest house. I think we're only going to be doing guests on the weekends, and we're going to block off through the week and just keep the guests on the weekends, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because that's easier for us to manage. And we want to travel more. So there's just, life is changing in ways that are for the good for me. And of course, I'll be 70 my next birthday. So then there's that. So, and the grandkids are getting older. Debbie, something about that. And Sally, the kids are all busy and sometimes they need some help and I want to be there. I don't want to say, oh, I can't because I have to flip rooms or I have to do the Zoom call or I have to, I want to be able, because I remember those days when, I was working like my hair was on fire and I and my mom stepped in and helped, and it was so helpful. The times that she could help me out. So I want to also be there for the kids. So you get it. And so I will be revamping how my whole academy looks. And I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I will be revamping that and making life a little easier for all of us. And so again, there's always calls that you guys want to be on, and you can't be on all of them all the time. You just can't, because life gets in the way. So, I do have one question though. What do you all think about Tuesdays at 7? Because I don't want to lose my core group.
I probably would not.
Because that's a tough, because that's family time for you. Yeah.
And I already have that booked.
Okay, so you already have Tuesdays. It's because that, again, that's a great time to get new people. So yeah. So keeping a noon call might be better for me, because the core group is already on a noon basis. Yep, I get it. Any other comments or aha moments? Yes, Debbie.
Well, that impressed me immensely because after the year that I've been through, I have mishmash things going on.
I get it.
And recently I started thinking, I want to get my voice out, but I want to get it out where it's not on a set schedule, right? And so I've been seeing, thinking about doing some videos on TikTok. It seems like TikTok is a great place for those that want to help others. And I might be wrong, but I am at a loss as to where to start and how to keep going, how to keep my momentum going and how to keep it building. And the one thing that's, going to be driving me is the fact that I want to help other people see what is available for them. And just help them in their place. And but I need to do this, and it's not for the money, it's for the making it available to other people. And between the four of us, Social Security sucks, excuse me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's not very much to live on. I get it. Debbie,
No.
let me ask you, what is your overarching message? What is the thing when you say you want to share your voice? What message do you want to get out there?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
It's still kind of going through my head. And I'm not exactly sure. So I think with learning what you just showed us, this might help me narrow things down and point me in a different, or point me in the direction that I can't see. Like, and looking at everything that you were showing, I never would have thought of any of that unless you, and yes, Sherry, I would put it on YouTube because I already have that channel going. And I figured if I do this through the month of December, that I'll be able to. I want to put this year behind me, please.
No, I get it. I get it. You've got it, Debbie. I understand that. For our listeners, Debbie had some health issues, but she's on the other side of it now and going strong. So ready to get back to getting her voice.
Well, I'm going to be like a small child today, and at 3 o'clock, think of me. I'll be having tubes put in my ears so I can hear better. And
But thank goodness that we have that technology to do that. Yes.
I have the first of my follow-ups, my 6 month checkup is on December 9th. So I feel like I have to get through that, but I'm still on the positive side. And I still have my faith, and my faith is growing more and more. And I just want to keep going. And I have a thought for you guys. My husband found an awesome AI called Grok, Grok.
Okay.
And it is amazing. He absolutely loves it. He uses it all the time. And it has helped. Well, he'll give it a suggestion or a thought, a question, and it really comes back with great ideas. And like we were just switching out a TV from my son, but it wouldn't play the volume through our receiver. So he asked Grok, and Grok helped him, and he got the cable, and it works perfectly. So, that's another option besides, and I'm used to using Chat GPT, so I'm sorry for the voice.
Well, Debbie, what I like for you is the fact that you can go to and I'll just say ChatGPT and click on the microphone, and you can just kind of talk it out. You might not know what you even want to type to tell Chat to research, but you can just kind of talk it out. You can say, in my message, I really want folks to know this. And that, and oh, by the way, I want him to know this
Yes.
over here, and just talk it out, and then say, if you could put that into a one-lane program, what would it be? And
That's a good idea.
yeah, and what would my title be, and what should my group be called, and what, for marketing,
Because
and
lots of times from the brain to the hand to type in, you lose it.
then.
And I find it a lot easier to talk than I can, if I don't like what I said, I can redo it.
Well, and again, with chat, all you have to do is redirect. You can just, if chat says, oh, bloop, here it is. And you go, oh, no, that's not the direction I wanted to go. I wanted to go more this way. Like on mine, one of my thoughts, and I didn't do it, but I might go back and do it. One of my thoughts was, one of my big lanes is my real estate lane. And I noticed that when I had chat research everything, it made it more about health, mindset, relationships. And there was only, even in that January through December, there was only 1 month topic on actually on real estate. And that's my biggest lane, is my real estate lane. And I'm on the board of like four real estate meetup groups. And, so that's a big identity for me. And so I don't want to go back and go, oh, well, I better keep the real estate lane and do this other lane. Oh, and then I better keep the writer's lane. Oh, well, then I better. And next thing you know, I've got all five lanes still. So I still have some work to do on mine. I still have to go back and say, can you weave, the real estate topic a little more? Maybe not overwhelmingly to where it's just a real estate group, but could you weave the real estate topic? Because, ladies, I don't know about you, but the real estate has really saved me financially. It has been the key to make my income passive income is the real estate. You got to sell a lot of books to make the same amount of money that you make on one rental.
I totally get where you're coming from. I just haven't been able to get started, and I've just been having that block. It'll get
Well, and
better.
that's the problem is the block, because it's easier to get into real estate than what you ever knew, because the money is the easy part. Finding the money to get into real estate is the easy part. Finding the deals is the harder part. There is a loan out there now, and again, I'll probably preach to the choir, but there's a DSCR loan out there now. They don't want your income, they don't want your credit score, they don't want any of that. They just want the deal. They said, if you find a rental that's making this kind of cash flow, we'll loan you the money to buy that rental. Period. End of story. That's all we care about, is that the rental is in the black. And so finding the deal is the harder part. But once you find it, you can do two or three, and there's no limit on how many DSCR loans you can have. I've got a girlfriend. She started with 30 doors. She now has 75 doors.
That's a
And all she,
lot.
I know that's a lot. And that's a lot to manage, but she has put it into a system as she goes. And so she kind of grew with it, and you don't need 75 doors. Five doors, and you wouldn't know what to do with the money. If you had five really good properties, you wouldn't know what to do with the money.
I
Just
just
the
did
answer.
a thing in Grok and asked it, what's the difference between you and ChatGPT? And it says, and I put the first line in here, the core philosophy is the big difference. Grok is inspired by the galaxy of Jarvis from Iron Man. Maximally truthful, helpful, and witty, where ChatGPT focuses on being safe, helpful, and aligned with broad ethical guidelines. So I was trying to copy the chart so that you would have it. I'm just going to have to copy it and give it to you in a an email because it would not go in the Zoom chat.
In the chat. Okay, I get it.
And what the addition to that is, when you set up your account, you can have that particular answer sent directly to your email.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
So,
See, I have
All
to go. I
right.
have another meeting coming up. So.
Yes. Sally, did you have a big aha moment today, or are you good? Is there anything that jumped out at you?
I'm good. I will definitely check, do that, what you did. Just gotta maybe tighten up my message or make it a little different.
Yes, I love it. Sally, thank you so much. I know you got another meeting you have to jump over, so thank you so much for being here.
Good to
Happy
see you.
Thanksgiving,
Happy
everybody.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Debbie, did you have an aha moment before we go?
I think I already answered that, didn't I?
Just the big that it can
The
do that
whole
kind of
thing.
deep dive research. Yes.
Yes. It'll give me something to work on over Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay, perfect. And then you and I will get together for coffee for first of, sometime in December. I know December's crazy, but maybe a coffee break, just the two of us.
And you'll zoom me in.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that.
Yeah, we
Maybe
can.
I
Stop. I'll bring my.
I'm not driving out to Columbus over the next 60
No,
days.
it's gonna be crazy. I'll take my laptop with me. I love it.
That sounds like
Debbie, I
fun.
want to know what you didn't say earlier.
What? What?
You said I'm going to hold off for question number two. You were talking a little bit about things, and I didn't know if you've gotten to express that or not.
Well, probably some of it is the fact that my faith has kept me going all year.
Wonderful.
And but yet it's like, okay, I've had enough, and let's move on. And I said to someone, I'm looking forward to the end of the year because 2026 is going to be the year. It's going to help me. It's going to move me forward. And I know I've been out of touch with all of Kathy's Zooms and everything,
Well,
but
you've had a little bit on your plate this year, Debbie. Just saying.
I know, and I will say one thing. God has really been speaking to me about finishing my book. He
Ah.
really has.
All right, then, Debbie, here's what we're going to do. I've been struggling myself. Maybe remember when we used to get together once a week and we went through the whole that whole program of Carrie's and just me and you, just the two of us got
Oh,
together.
yeah, I remember.
Maybe we need to set up a time and do that and just get our books done.
Okay, I'm in favor of that one.
Because that'll keep us accountable and again, it worked because we went through that whole workbook. I don't know how long it took us, but we just did a chapter a week and we just
Oh
went through
my
that
God.
entire workbook. Remember that?
Yeah, it was a couple months actually.
Yeah.
And
So,
yeah, no,
yeah.
I'm in because
Great.
it really gets hard.
I know it does. Yeah.
Debbie, I want to say this to you. Think of 2026 starts tomorrow. That way you don't feel like you're like waiting for the end of the year. Start 2026 stuff now. So by January, you basically have January done.
Good point. Excellent point. I agree.
You can be a little bit ahead of that. And so things are not being done on the spot. That will allow you that freedom to post ahead of time. Like you can post ahead of time on TikTok. I don't think you can post ahead on YouTube.
You're talking about scheduling the
Oh
post.
yeah, yes, you can
Okay.
schedule on YouTube. What am I saying? I do that all the time. So you can schedule ahead on Facebook.
Okay. Oh.
And you can schedule ahead on Instagram if you do the content correctly. Which is the one? Oh, it's school. School's the one that you absolutely cannot post ahead of time on.
Never heard
I've
of it.
been not working so much on my Esther Chick school, and I've been working on the other one that I have, the disability labs. I have 98 members already, and I've only been open 60 days.
Okay, good
Okay,
job.
that's awesome.
Yeah. So think about today is the beginning of 2026 content creation. I'm not scheduling it till January, but I am getting all of it done and prepared and put into the system. So if I'm having a down day, I don't have to worry about it. I know it's already done.
Or if you have a week of doctor appointments or whatever, and then you're like, and then you beat yourself up because you're like, oh, I didn't get that done. And I just told myself I was going to do it every week. And now I'm busy with the doctor's appointments. That way it's already scheduled out in advance and it gives you some free time. So I'm thinking about also,
If you keep a
yeah, keep
do a
ahead.
block, do it a block at a time,
Okay.
do all the things for 1 week in one sitting, and you'll have it done for the entire week.
Yeah.
Okay, now Debbie, you remember, you know Connie Sproul.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a Connie tip. So Connie would sit down and do all of these recordings, and I would go, What do you mean you do them all at once? And she says, yeah, I do them, because she said, if you remember, her house had that little upstairs loft
Oh,
bedroom, and
yes.
the natural light came in on two different sides. And she said, it's perfect for recording because you've got the natural light. You look great on your camera because of the natural light. This is before we all had ring lights and all that. So, but I said, yeah, but you always look so nice. And she said, I did all those the same day. And I said, but you're not dressed the same. And she says, yeah, I got a drawer full of scarves. She'd throw a different scarf on, drape it to where it looked like she had a different top on, and she said she could just do like a whole month's worth of videos all in one setting.
Wow, now that would be good.
And because she said I already had my face on, already had my hair done, so she said I just throw a different scarf on and do a couple, throw a d another scarf on, do a couple more, and she said I do my whole month in one setting. She said, and then I'd be done for the month.
Wow.
And that works if you are working ahead and know what content you're going to do. If you don't know your content, you can't do that.
And where you did with ChatGPT
It gave me my
gives
content.
you that ability.
And it's giving me content that it already has researched that my audience wants to hear.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
I mean, you saw the topics. I would tap into all of those topics. Those are topics I'd be like, yeah, I'd like to hear that, that
Exactly.
particular topic. And so Chad has already figured out that that's my demographic. Those are the topics that they're liking and tapping into across social media. So that's why Chad gave me those.
Okay.
Can I share something that I haven't yet?
Sure.
So last week, I went to one of Russell Brunson's new live events that he was releasing a new product,
Okay.
which I had already been part of the system, but it didn't go live. And he taught us how to use it at this event. It's called Driven 67. What Driven 67 is, basically, it takes 66 days for a habit to truly form
Yes.
in your system. It used to say 21, but that was not effective. It is 66 days. He picked 67 because then you can kind of continue and start the pattern over again. Anyway, part of this app, it includes some of the personal development that he's been working on. I don't know if you followed that part of him. I know everybody hears about ClickFunnels and the funnel world and stuff, but some of the other stuff that he's been working on is he's been researching and paying for and purchasing first edition copies or manuscripts from people who wrote back in the 1900s,
You were
19 up to
telling me
1950.
about that, yes.
So one of the biggest ones that he started with was Napoleon Hill. Anybody who's in this world has heard of Napoleon Hill. He's also has about 20 other authors that he has, and he has a brand new library in Idaho that he is displaying these documents that he is purchasing. Anyway, long story short of is inside what the other thing that he has done is he has taken every single one of the books, like all of Napoleon Hill's stuff that he has digitized, because he's did made a digital copy of all these manuscripts that he has purchased and has gotten permission to publish them to a paid audience. So all of Napoleon Hill's works are now in a GPT. All of Elise Benedict are all in her own GPT, et cetera, et cetera. So part of the Driven 67 app is that you go and you can mastermind with any one of these authors based on
Wow.
what they put in there. You can ask them any question that you want, and it gives you feedback. So I've been testing Napoleon Hill.
That's
Because
amazing.
so I've been testing how his works can affect kids who are struggling with learning skills. Oh my gosh, is it giving me all the content that I need to put up on the videos that I'm going to put out?
Wow.
That's
My,
amazing, Sherry.
whoa.
It is blowing my mind. So there's, and he is also paid. Let me open up the app and see if I can get today's up. Make sure I get all of them. So you start out with a mission video from Russell. Mission video is about 2 minutes long. It is so cool. He is actually in his house, walking around his house, telling you stories. So it's all that hook, story, offer framework. Okay. And then the second thing is called the most important thing. And that is, what is the thing that you have to get done today? And you tell the app what you need to get done today. And then it asks you at the end of the day if you did it.
Keeps you accountable.
Right. Number three is the 1357 Club. 1357, what Napoleon Hill did with a lot of the 500 people that he interviewed is they would mastermind together and they would each read. So, Debbie, here's a little go-to area for you. Read 13 minutes and 57 seconds every day and extract what was important about what you read. So it wasn't just that they were reading, they also had to take the time after the basically 14 minutes of reading and extract for another 5 minutes what was important to their mission, which is part of why that this is happening, that this is so cool and this is happening. Then it's ask your matrix question. And this is where it goes. You can flip over and you can ask the mastermind, ask any one of these authors these questions. Then there is a company called Focus Blocks. On the hour of every hour, 24/7, it starts another block. And it basically does 1 hour Pomodoros. So then you can go in and you can do a focus, you can do a task in that hour. He has paid the company to be part of the app. So anytime I can want to go in there at the top of the hour, I can do my focus block. And then it's document your journey. So then you have to like summarize and take notes about your journey, and you take a selfie or a picture of whatever it is that you've been working on, and it goes in the app so you have it for reference. And then documentaries. And then the last thing in the app is shape nightly intentions. So then when you go to bed at night, you recap your day and what are your intentions for tomorrow? So it looks like this. And I
Interesting.
have it on dark mode. So,
Yeah, no, I get it.
but the mastermind, look at this. And then you just click on one of these guys and you can ask it any questions. So I have this list that I'm working through with Napoleon Hill, asking him questions constantly.
Wow.
Plus,
That's definitely unique. That is something so different.
yeah.
And on the homepage, there's training that's all Russell driven. So if anybody is interested in that, I believe that he is also, for anybody who's into it, they're working on getting us affiliate links to share it. I don't know that I have mine yet.
Okay, well, keep us
Okay.
posted.
Yeah, let us know.
So I
And I
signed
need
up.
to get going. I'm sorry.
No, we all do. I appreciate Debbie, I appreciate you being on. I love that you're here today. I love that you're on the other side of this thing and you're looking great and you're feeling good. And
Yes.
yes.
Thank you.
And
Thank
Sherry,
you.
thank you as always for coming on. And so yeah. Sherry, stay on for just a second. Debbie, thank you so much.
I
And
will.
I am going to actually stop recording here.
You guys have a nice Thanksgiving. I'll talk
Yes,
to you
you
soon.
too.
You
You too.
too.
But I needed to get that 1357 in just for you.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank
Love you
you.
guys.
Bye.
Bye.